on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Our weekly update, typically weekly, from the Daily Citizen. TheDailyCitizen.org is the website to go to. Today we catch up with Zach Mettler, pinch hitting for Glenn Stanton. And Zach, always appreciate you taking the time and really looking forward to what you have to share today. It's very timely.
Well, Steve, it's always good to be with you. And you're right, Glenn is out. And so I'm always happy to chat with you on those times when he can't make it. But yeah, I'm excited for this topic, too. We have a new film called Faith in America, which I'm sure we can dive into.
Well, I started, actually, I'm about a minute and a half into it. I found it online today, but we're going to an article actually that you wrote on June 19th. And at that time, the title of the article is coming soon, but it is available now at thedailycitizen.org. A new film, Faith in America, Exploring the Nation's Christian Founding. And as I hit play shortly into it, come to find you took a big part in this. Tell us, I see you in it, so I don't know, is this your brainchild? To what extent are you part of this?
Yeah, so I, a few months ago, really, I felt that just placed in my heart, and this has actually been in my brain for a couple years, but I thought, you know, we're approaching a really important moment here with the, you know, celebration of America's 250th birthday, the semi-quincentennial, and it's fun to say that word always. But, you know, how can we, especially at Focus, you know, speak into this moment? Cause this is not a small moment. This is a big deal. And what can we at Focus, you know, provide that's unique, and important, in providing a real good perspective on our nation's history? And so this was the idea of, hey, let's make a short film is what we're calling it, called Faith in America, that really looks at the impact of the Christian faith on the American founding. I think that's sometimes one of the most hot button topics that people debate and disagree on is, was America founded as a Christian nation, right? If you ask that to the average person, they'll probably have some pretty strong opinions one way or the other on that idea. And then how can we tell this story? How can we tell our nation's true history of how Christianity has impacted and influenced our nation in quite a few ways the film explores? And then also, what we wanted to do with the film is, you know, given this history that we have, and we can dive more into that, but given this history that we have, how can we as Christians today, number one, get involved? And we talked to Michelle Bachmann, who was a presidential candidate back in 2012, and she just tells her story of essentially going from an accidental politician to a presidential candidate. And she tells her story in the film. And then also, you know, how can Christians get involved and get engaged today, using, you know, Michelle as an example? What unique attributes and things can Christians provide in our political discourse and public policy today? Because I think, you know, especially Oz Guinness, he's famous for saying that we're in America in a civilizational moment where we can either choose to recommit to our nation's founding principles and founding ideals. We can either choose to find something else to be rooted in, either, you know, secularism or Islamism or socialism or communism. That's an option as well. Or we can choose to die, as the three options that he lays before us. And so given our remarkable history, and we talked to Dr. A.J. Nolte, who's a professor of government at Regent University, he talks about this. Given our nation's remarkable Christian history, the clear path forward for us is to recommit to our Christian founding, recommit to those ideals that we find in the Declaration of Independence, and then how can we do that practically as Christians? That's really what the film explores.
Yeah, well, I love, and there's more as far as those contributing to it, and I'm glad you shared what you did with Michelle Bachmann, and I. You mentioned Oz Guinness. I don't think he was actually part of it, although I love what you brought into it from Truth Rising, essentially. For those who missed Truth Rising, go to truthrising.com, full documentary and study that's available at no cost from Focus on the Family and the Colson Center, which we went through with some of our listeners here, you know, on the campus of Calvary Church Albuquerque with the the station is. But here's another great resource, Faith in America. And again, the article we want to draw your attention to by Zachary Mettler, who we're visiting with today, regular contributor to the Daily Citizen, and especially when it comes to culture. And, you know, Zach, I mean, focus on the family with this project, with the Truth Rising. We had Bob DeMoss on not long ago talking about what they're doing, you know, with Freedom or with the Freedom 250, I think it was.
Yeah.
Adventures in Odyssey broadcasts that are available at no cost that reflect information about our nation's history. Just, you know, really resources for the whole family. How important, I mean, it kind of almost seems like an answered question based on what I just said, but how important is all of this to focus on the family? It clearly is.
Yeah, certainly one of our pillars here at Focus is the importance of social responsibility. And what that means is, hey, as Christians, you know, especially in America, we have the responsibility and the opportunity to get engaged, to get involved in our government and the electoral process. And how can we steward that well as Christians? We're called to be salt and light in our culture. And one of the ways that we can do that is by exercising this responsibility that we have. And so I especially think this is an important moment approaching, you know, the semi-quincentennial, because, you know, just a few weeks ago we saw the rededicate 250 at the Capitol Hill. And Speaker Mike Johnson, he talked about our rights coming not from government, but they come from God, our Creator and Heavenly Father, is what he said. And Katie Turr, who's the host at MS Now, she covered that event for her program. And she asked the guest on her program, she said, you know, is this Mike Johnson putting God over the Declaration of Independence? And that's such a ironic and sadly funny quote, because anybody who knows the Declaration of Independence knows that our rights come from God and not from government, right? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So Mike Johnson was quoting from the Declaration. He was not, you know, putting God over it. And so I think that that example really highlights I would say an ignorance among much of America's media, among our elected officials, among our elite class. And so it's up to us to know America's history, to tell America's story. And that was our hope with Faith in America, is really looking at the ways that Christianity has impacted our nation. And there's so many ways that we can point to from, and we highlight in the film, from the founding of our nation by English settlers in 1607. One of the first things that they did when they got here on the shores of Cape Henry, now Virginia, is they got off the ship, they went to the shore, they bowed their heads, and they prayed for God to use their efforts to glorify him and to promote the spread of the gospel through their actions. And then we think of the pilgrims who came over in 1620, who were seeking religious freedom and their ability to live out their faith in the Church of England, the official Church of England. And so baked into our American identity is the impact of Christianity. And you can't understand the founding of our country. You can't understand American government without understanding the central role of Scripture, of Christianity on our nation's founding and on our governing documents especially.
Yeah, and you brought up Speaker Johnson, and I want to revisit that. I have so much appreciated seeing him stand for truth, stand for the principles that this country was founded on. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, the ignorance of some of the elite, you know, and I would venture to say, I don't know if it's apathy or ignorance of America's voting base, including its conservative voting base. I know recently in New Mexico, and I'm thinking that it probably is something we see across the country. We just had a primary where 24% of registered voters turned out to vote. And, you know, Speaker Johnson, I bring him into it because even just this week, you know, was saying how serious, it is, the rise in, progressive liberalism, that is impacting parts of the country and seeping in to various places around the country. And, you know, it's not something to be taken lightly. It's important that we look back at the founding of America and the principles in which it was founded on. And that's what we're doing by bringing your attention to this film that's available from the Daily Citizen. Actually, I found it at thedailycitizen.org. I clicked on it there, and it took me to YouTube. If you're on YouTube, just go to Daily Citizen Official, their YouTube channel, and you'll find Faith in America 250 Years, and spend some time walking through that. Any closing thoughts, Zach?
Well, I think, you know, especially as we approach America's 250th birthday, you know, as Christians, again, we have the right and the responsibility to be informed citizens. And I think that that's what we want to do with this film is how can we tell you the true story of our nation's Christian history? How can we look at somebody, Christian today, Michelle Bachmann, who got involved because of her faith and what she felt God was calling her to do? And then how can we as Christians especially be salt and light in our culture today? And Christians especially, is when we're talking about getting involved and engaged in politics, we have the opportunity to provide something that's really unique, because Christians follow the example of Christ. We do it to the best of our ability, empowered by God's grace, to speak the truth in love. And that sense of how you get engaged, not in a violent way, but just in a way that honors our Lord and honors our faith, provides something actually very important to our nation, because it allows us to have important, difficult disagreements and conversations with each other in a very respectful way. And so I think especially it's incumbent upon Christians to get involved, to get engaged, and provide that common, I think Dr. Nolte in our film called it a common moral framework or a common moral grammar, as we have these conversations with each other on the best path forward for our nation here at America's 250th birthday. This is a really unique moment in American history, and I hope we don't miss it. And so I'd encourage everybody you can go to YouTube and type in Faith in America. It should pop right up, or you can go to thedailycitizen.org.
All right. Well, I appreciate you bringing up the where the scripture reminds us, we are the salt of the world. And if you missed Pastor Raul Reese's message this morning at 1 a.m. or 10 o'clock, you could just go to klyt.fm, click on the schedule, find, Pastor Raul. It's like, kind of like on demand, listening. Just click on today's, message to hear from him from Matthew chapter 5. Very timely, as is, this film. Available at thedailycitizen.org. Zach, so much appreciate all that you do and the time you took for us today as we continue to celebrate. I'll use the mouthful of the semi-quincentennial, our 250th birthday. And really, this is something not to be missed. And actually, don't just go watch it. Share it on your social media so others can enjoy it and be equipped as well. Zach, thanks so much. We'll catch up another time real soon.
Looking forward to it, Steve. Thanks so much.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.